This Week in the Civil War, on Saturday, August 22, 1863, at Charleston, South Carolina, with the Union bombardment of Confederate fortifications at Sumter, Fortress Wagner, and other sites in its sixth day, Union General Q.A. Gilmore ordered Union guns on Morris Island to begin a direct bombardment of the city and civilian residents of Charleston. An 8-inch diameter Parrot gun capable of propelling a 200-pound incendiary device shelled Charleston for the better part of a day, spreading fear, confusion, and disgust among the town's citizens. After a brief truce to allow non-military personnel to evacuate the city, the Parrot gun, nicknamed the Swamp Angel, resumed its shelling. However, firing its 36th round into Charleston, the Swamp Angel exploded, thus temporarily providing a respite for the embattled remaining defenders and citizens of Charleston. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.